Freak. And we back. Peace and blessings. The one and only, Papito, coming to you on Wednesday, September the 15th, 2021. Feeling like a bag of shit. I don't know what it was. Maybe, I don't know if it's because I had like a couple shots yesterday. Yeah, I did. But I wasn't drinking like crazy. But I don't know what it is, man. My stomach been fucked up all day. Throwing up all night. I tried to go get some ginger ale and some Gatorade. Drunk some of that. I'm in the street throwing that shit up. Yeah, so Papito isn't feeling his best, but you know I'm always up for the job. Taste buds taste like shit right now. That's all good. What happened? As long as we still recording, we still going. Fuck that. I don't know why my podcast thing turned off. But yeah, like I said, it's February. Oh, I said February. September the 15th. First day of Hispanic Heritage Month. How the fuck you gonna start the first day of Hispanic Heritage Month in the middle of the motherfucking month? That's some white people shit. White people had to have said, you know what, they gave black people 28 days, they gonna give Hispanic people 15. That's some dirty, white people, y'all dirty. I love y'all, don't get me wrong. Cause I love everybody, I don't give a fuck about race or none of that. You got love for me, I got love for you. And even if you ain't got love for me, I got love for you. But white people, y'all gotta stop fucking around. Matter of fact, as the blacks, we want 2 months now as Black History. We taking February and March. The Irish gotta move over with all that St. Patrick's Day shit. All right, you hear me? And we taking President's Day out of February. They was all slave owners. That was disrespectful. How you gonna put Slave Owners Day in Black History Month? I see what y'all did. I see what the fuck y'all was doing there. I'm gonna cut this shit out. And we gonna kick y'all out. Y'all all gonna have to go back to Europe. Y'all gonna all have to fit in the UK. And all y'all niggas can't fit in the UK. So y'all have to relax. Like I said, the black people, we taking 2 days now. And we giving Hispanic people July. We giving them all of July so they can just pop coronas all summer and shit. Hey. We get rid of the 4th of July. Fuck that shit. I'm rewriting the holidays, man. That got me in my bag. I'm already feeling sick. Don't make me go crazy. But a podcast and a podcast, so I set that thing on fire. Not much going on. Let's see. Yeah, just, you know, all right. Know what's crazy? And men, we really aren't like this, but we can get petty. But women, y'all are evil. Y'all are evil, evil creatures. Women are the only people I know that can be like, yo, I love you with all my heart. I love you to death. I care about you so much. I do anything for you. And as soon as shit go left, oh, it's fuck yous and fuck your mamas and your daddy's a faggot with a tight shirt. Like, women really show you their true colors when they upset, yo. And I had a woman told me, it's because when women are angry, they see red. So my response, being the asshole that I am, was like, so what do y'all see when y'all in the blame? And, you know, I ain't getting no response on that. But it's just crazy. Like, niggas, if shit go wrong, niggas be trying to, you know, be player about it. Like, you know what, man, hey, we got to go our separate ways. I still got love for you. You know, you can still call me. I still love your mama. Niggas are so respectful when shit go left. We might call you a bitch once or twice. Like, well, bitch, fuck it, then. I don't care. I still love you. Get the fuck out. But y'all go hard. Y'all go hard. And then try to play innocent, yo. Women are destructive characters. Like, how one day, you talking to my son, I had a woman once told me, I want to fuck you and your girlfriend. Then, so that's first off, she recognized I was dealing with someone, whether it be a relationship, romanticisms, or whatever you want to call it. I was dealing with someone, she recognized it, right? Cool. So then you come back at me the next day with, fuck you and your girlfriend, y'all can have each other, I knew y'all was together. You just asked to fuck her the day before. Like, what has changed? The only thing that's changed that I didn't come give you no dick. That's the only thing changed. And you can't get dick, you're gonna lose your mind. Women are crazy. I had a girl tell me once, she's like, yo, I just want to be your girlfriend in this situation that we got going on, you know. We here together. Let's just, you know, be a little couple. When you go back home or whatever, you do your thing. Then going had the nerve to tell me I was cheating on her when I went back home. This bitch is crazy. I don't know what it is. Men, we not no better, but I ain't talking about us right now. Fuck that. It just, I'm tired of dealing with crazy motherfuckers. But this is my own fault, because like I always say, man, you put family first, you ain't got no time for none of the bullshit. And unfortunately, I be entertaining the bullshit. I get a text message. I answer the text message like a motherfucking retard. Or excuse me, like a dummy. I know you ain't supposed to say retarded no more. Why you can't say retarded no more? I hate that they just be changing words up now. But anyway, where was I at? I don't know. Fuck it. But yeah, it's crazy. On women, society. It's like, I'm not that dude. I'm not going to be the guy that's like, oh, well, you know, I'm pro-feminist and, yeah, women have the right to do this and that. Like, no, man, we're going to play this shit fair. Life is balance, yo. Men and women equal balance. It ain't fair. Y'all be acting like soft little kittens, and I done told y'all about that shit. When you fuck up, you got to own up. If not, keep it moving. But whatever. Excuse me. Like, I was thinking to myself, this might be crazy, but I was thinking to myself, like, say you're walking down the street. Say you're a woman, right? You might already be a woman. You might be a man, but put yourself in a woman's high heels real quick. Say you're walking down the street, and some guy, right, he grabs his crotch, or he don't even got to grab his crotch. Say he's just walking down the street, and he got some Speedos on with a heart on, right? He had a constant erection. That man is going to be called a pervert. Why? Because it's children around. It's indecent to do shit like that. Why have we normalized women walking around with their ass cheeks out and showing all this fucking cleavage? They perverts too. There's children around. My son don't need to see that shit and think about pussy at the age of 7. I don't know. I just had a thought like that. Like, damn, a man is considered a pervert for the shit that women have to do every day. I'm gonna start calling women perverts when I see them out with their titties out. Shit. Put them titties up, you pervert. That's why other places in the world, people be like, oh, they cover the women up. They cover the women up, so it's a respect thing. You won't be disrespected by a man that's just looking at your body. Excuse me. They cover the women up so that it's not as tempting. The temptation is not there. But no, dumbass America. Let women do what they want. They got the girl, you better put them titties up. Why you got them titties showing? If I walk around with a little bit of ball sack out, I'm in the wrong. Like, I was looking at this picture, right? And I guess it was the young lady's birthday. And she, like, you know, the caption was worst behavior. So she had, like, on a little see-through top, a nice little black, I guess they call it sheer. I don't know fucking clothes or material, but it was like a see-through sheer type of shiny shit. Titties out. See the nipple rings and shit, and I was just like, she's a pervert. I feel like she's a pervert. Yes, I am sexually attracted to her because she looks good, but also, what the fuck? Are y'all gonna stop at Wawa at night and grab some water or something? What if kids is in there? They gotta see your titties and shit. Come on now. I know, shit, as men, we get enough, let our pants sag a little bit. Motherfuckers be, why your pants sagging? This and that. Like, motherfucker. You can't tell me. Like, I remember this one time, this lady, she yelled across the street to me, pull your pants up. And I said, tuck your gut in. You don't want to see my ass, and I don't want to see that gut. But you ain't going to tell me how to live my life when you over here sagging, too, but you sagging in your stomach. Now, was that wrong of me? I don't feel like it was wrong, but I might have been wrong. But at the same time, it's like, hey, man, y'all be on some bullshit when it comes to men. And we just want it fair. Y'all complain that y'all want it fair? We want it fair shit. Y'all got the advantage in everything. Not saying that I want to walk around with my ball sack out. I don't want y'all taking this the wrong way. I'm just saying. Niggas, if we walk around with a t-shirt off and you can see our underwear, y'all be tripping. Why we gotta see y'all ass cheeks? Why we gotta see that dark meat? I mean, if somebody like it, that's their personal pleasure. But why the whole world have to be exposed to your ass and your toes? Some of y'all toes don't even be the fuck done. That's why I keep socks on. My feet are ugly. Some of y'all be having crusty ass feet out here wearing sandals and slippers and shit. I've given up on, not that I've given up on women. I've given up on the fact that, how can I put this? I feel like there's no hope. I feel like there's That woman that they talked about, that graceful queen, she may be out there, but she fucking somebody else, so I ain't getting the turn. I ain't shit. I know it. Hey, man, that's what you get. You get what you get when you deal with me. I just want life to be fair. I'm a Libra. My birthday about to come up, and I just was on the calendar. What the fuck? It's the 15th. So my birthday, like, in a little over 2 weeks. I'll be 30 motherfucking 4 this year, man. 34. And you know what I learned in my 34 years of life? Same thing they tried to tell me when I was, like, 8 years old. Maybe 10, maybe 12, maybe 15, maybe 21. Maybe niggas kept telling me, and I wasn't listening. But I finally figured out. A man will lose money chasing women, but a man will never lose women chasing money, god damn it. That's the truest thing on this planet. It's three facts on this planet. That if you chase women, you're going to lose money. If you chase money, you won't lose women. And motherfuckers is going to die. Now, people used to say, you know, death and taxes are guaranteed. Now, some niggas I know don't pay taxes, if you know what I mean. But that's neither here nor there. In my 34 years, I realized the more attention I give to women, the less attention I get to myself. Duh, right? That's how math works. But at the same time, I love women. I love everything about them. I love how y'all switch y'all hairstyles up. I love how a woman can still be beautiful with a low cut or a bald head. I love y'all eyes and so engaging when y'all passionate or when y'all angry. I love y'all lips and the conversations that come from them. Of course, I love y'all body and the bodies that y'all breathe through y'all, that are birthed through y'all. I love everything about a woman. I love talking to women about everything, not just men and women shit, not just history, but we can have a conversation about rugs. Well, I give a fuck. I just love talking to a woman that can hold a conversation. I love women. Shit, even the women that can't hold conversation, I step down to your level and try to dumb it down a little bit. But I love and appreciate women. Shit, my whole life has been women. But now I realize that has been a problem. And some, I had a girlfriend tell me that before too. She was like, the reason you didn't make it playing basketball wasn't because you wasn't good enough. It's because it wasn't focused. It was focused on women. And at the time, I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? I didn't even realize it. But she was right. And not that I was focused on women, like I was always chasing women, going out to clubs and bars. Now, I would let women come to me, but I wasn't focused on myself enough to be like, you know, we can be friends or we can be associates, but I'm focused on me right now. I was more of the, you look good. That pussy though. I know it sounds crazy, but you got to understand, like, I've never been the type to just be chasing girls. So for somebody to tell me that I have a woman problem, it's like, that's interesting, because I didn't know. I honestly didn't know. But as I got older and now I can reflect on all my relationships and my history of life, it's like, I can't say all my problems have come from women, but I can honestly say all my problems deal with women. Any problem I had with life is a female around that has something to do with it as well. Now, I can't blame her because I made the choice. But like I said, 34 years, almost 34 years, there's always been one around. And that led me, I was doing some thinking yesterday, you know, before niggas start feeling really sick and shit. But I was doing some thinking, like, maybe that means a young player need to be alone. Because people think of the word player, like, oh, he got a bunch of girls. No, nigga, that's a pimp. Player is someone that cares about themselves, that takes care of themselves, that loves themselves, and tries to spread love to others, in my definition. So, like I was saying, sometimes I be thinking, oh, maybe a player just need to be by himself, man. Focus on the God, keep building, and, you know, just keep climbing the steps to success. Because we taught that you're supposed to have a partner and y'all climb the steps to success together, or it's not a fulfilling life. And I'm like, well, y'all niggas tripping. I can do my thing, like, you know, go out, have fun. But the most important part to me is I got kids. Fuck a partner. Like, fuck a relationship. People think, oh, you need a partner to have from the bills and sex. Listen, I take care of the bills. Listen, they make lotion and shit. Or you can still have sex. You don't have to be in a relationship. I see why the word bachelor is out there now. Like, I see why some niggas just say, fuck it. I'm just going to date for the rest of my life. I ain't getting no relationships. I ain't getting married. Because it's, honestly, you got to look at it for a man. What's the benefit in getting married? Somebody that can cook for you? Nigga, I cook myself. And if you are getting married to somebody that can cook, I guarantee you at some point it's going to come to, well, you don't cook with me. You don't help me. Nigga, learn how to cook yourself. That's why I'm about to put my boy straight in the kitchen. Learn how to make everything. But it's not really a benefit for a man to be in a relationship, let alone marriage. You can find happiness with a woman and not be sexually involved in her, sexually involved with her. And even if y'all is, it can be a plutonic thing. Like, hey, we enjoy each other's company. We like being around each other. We have great sex. Why does it need to be anything more than that? Why the titles and the labels? Why the control? That's what it is. Women like to control men. People try to say men like to control women. Yeah, some niggas, but not this nigga. I don't move like this. You free to do as you please. Just I want the same respect in the world. That's all. And marriage only benefits the woman. It don't benefit the man. Yo. So, like I said, back to that original thought. Why be in a relationship? Why be monogamous with one person? What's the benefit of it? Oh, well, y'all get to bond, and so I got to cut off my bonds from the rest of the world just so I can make this one person happy. That's the selfish shit I've ever heard in my life. Women want to get married so they can strengthen the bond with this one person and want you to cut ties with everybody else in this world that you can learn from. I'm supposed to learn from you. And you, listen, first of all, they say a man supposed to be able to teach a woman. So where am I learning from if I'm cutting off all my other bonds from life? You have to learn from experience. You want me to cut everybody the fuck off and just focus on you? It's a bubblehead ass. It's not worth it for guys. It's not worth it. I'm sorry to tell you, I don't know if they informed y'all. That's why a lot of niggas, y'all think niggas just be on some bullshit. Niggas want to be players, they have a bunch of girls. No, niggas want to be happy. Excuse me. That shit kicked me in my chest like I was in the fourth round of a UFC fight. But anyway, I always hear women be like, well, if we did the same thing guys do, y'all would be mad. I mean, back in the day, yeah, niggas was shooting bitches over shit like that. You're right. But niggas ain't that way no more. If anything, men are used to being the side nigga at this point. Like, that's how it's moving at this point. Like, and it's still crazy. Because, like, men outnumber women. No, excuse me. Women outnumber men. So it's not enough men to go around number one. And we still playing side niggas to the best ones. Because you'll find one that, like, damn, she got everything I want. Except she got a man. So niggas don't give a fuck these days. They still gonna fuck with her. And females be like, well, y'all can't handle being, if I was fucking with somebody, man, most of the time we don't care. Most niggas don't care these days, yo. You got some niggas that still want to find love and a connection because they got mommy issues. But no, most niggas just want peace. They want to be around people that make them happy. Not be around the same person every day, even when y'all ain't happy around each other. You just stuck together. What sense does that make? And then you got the, the poly relationships where, though, that ain't no better. Because I've seen women want to be poly and be like, you know what? I'm going to be open and this is how I am. And it's like, all right, that's cool. But with her being poly, she wants you to be monogamous. Where they do that at? How you going to have a chick that like chicks and already got some side dick and wants you to be the side dick? But first time you go to pop it, bitch, it's a problem. Nah, man. Women are the most selfish creatures I've ever seen in this planet. So it just makes sense for a man, especially a man that's trying to either he got his life together or getting his life together, it's better for him to just focus on himself. Hey, man, you can get some pussy in. Niggas got to stop putting that pussy on the pedestal like, I can only get pussy if I'm in a relationship. Ain't wrong. Bro, don't buy no pussy. They out here giving it away. Trust me. I know. Sometimes you gotta deny the pussy. Sometimes you gotta like, listen, that pussy ain't even worth it. Man, I focus on myself. And that's why I just feel like most men, if they learn to focus on themselves, it'll be better. It'll be better than just getting in a relationship and having to take care of. Because women, y'all like big ass babies. They want somebody to take care of y'all. And I always hear the, well, men ain't shit. Men just be sitting at home. They don't do nothing. What? Most of the niggas I know work. Either they paying their bills or they, unfortunately, the niggas in a relationship. So they're working as a team with their woman. But she's still stressing them the fuck out. So, yeah, if a partner is just, if your partner is just about paying bills and sex, and that's the wrong answer. You can have more freedom than that. And I don't just mean this shit for men. Like women, I mean this shit for y'all too. Like women want to settle down and play house and shit. And it's like, if you ain't gonna bring peace to my, if you ain't gonna bring peace to my house, why would I play house with you? You know what I'm saying? If you ain't gonna bring peace to my life, why would I have you in my life? Like, I had somebody tell me, yo, if a woman, you know, if you and a woman going y'all separate ways, don't block her. And I'm like, bro, you tripping. Sometimes you gotta block these chicks. Cause they just keep calling and keep texting for no reason. For no reason. Like, you told me it was over and you still calling me for what? And I answer the phone, you want dick. Nah, but you, these women are crazy. Women are crazy. If you ever on the East Coast and you find yourself in Philadelphia, stay away from the women. Stay away. And not just, it might be Pennsylvania, because I know some crazy females in some other places in Pennsylvania as well. Matter of fact, to all my niggas, just focus on yourself. When you wake up, just focus on yourself. Stop giving all your energy to these women. Because if they ain't putting it back in you, they ain't, hold on, pause. If they ain't putting that energy back in you, well, what they dead for? I don't like how this blood is hitting. I'm gonna have to fix this motherfucker. But yeah, if they not putting good shit back into your soul, what they there for? Focus on yourself, bro. Focus on yourself. Keep building yourself. Get to where you want to be. Become the ill nigga that you want to be. Don't let no woman hold you back. It won't hold me back. Not for real. And I ain't trying to make it seem like this a woman bashing type of shit. Like I said, I love y'all. I know when it comes to me, and I hope other, you know, people realize this, I'm going to put me first. All that happy wife, happy life shit, nah, I'm cool. I got another saying, dolo me, then it's yolo me. Well, you can have friends, you ain't got to have this person. I don't know. It's just, relationships don't seem like it's worth it these days, at least to me. Only time I see couples happy is when they taking pictures for the gram. But all the couples I know are going through shit. Every last single one. I gotta stop smoking backwoods. These bitches being rambling. I hate backwoods. I will not smoke another backwood. I'm going back to papers. At least they burn right. But I think that might be the podcast for the day. Nigga getting hungry. About to break out some chicken noodle soup. Can't eat anything else. I'm scared to throw the motherfucker up, son. Papito is going to be in recovery mode today. You know, I got my Black People Magic, a.k.a. Ginger Ale. I got my Sports Magic, Gatorade. Got some water, some chicken noodle soup I'm about to knock back. You know, I'm going to try to get back on my tools. Get back out there running in these streets. Not trapping, just trying to make some money. But, yeah. Hope everybody have a great day. Remember, put you first. Fuck that shit. That's the only way you're going to climb. Especially my niggas. Because you're putting these women first and you're always going to fall flat. Alright, this has been the podcast for the day. My ass is kind of tired. I want to go back to sleep, but I need to eat. Peace.